From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A prosecutor is using John Edwards' words against him in his campaign corruption trial in North Carolina. In closing arguments today, Bobby Higdon said the former presidential candidate apparently forgot his own rhetoric when he said several years ago that campaign finance laws were designed to protect the two Americas, the rich and the poor. Edwards is accused of scheming to hide his extramarital affair during the 2008 campaign using wealthy donors' money. But the defense says Edwards may have committed sins but did not commit any crimes. The U.S. has agreed to give additional support to an Israeli effort to shoot down missiles fired from the Gaza Strip and Lebanon. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the decision was made as Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak met with U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta today.
After a meeting at the Pentagon, Panetta said he told Barak the U.S. would give Israel $70 million in assistance for the Iron Dome missile defense system. Iron Dome has been successful in shooting down some of the rockets that have rained down on Israel from bases in the Gaza Strip and Lebanon. In the past, the U.S. has given Israel a total of $205 million to support Iron Dome. Those amounts come on top of the $3 billion in security aid that the U.S. gives to Israel every year. Panetta made no mention of any discussions about possible Israeli plans to attack Iran's nuclear installations. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
President Obama is declaring a new chapter in relations with the once reclusive government of Myanmar, also known as Burma. In a statement today, the president praises Myanmar's democratic progress, but he also expresses concern about human rights abuses. The administration says the sanctions will not be eased on anyone accused of violating human rights. The queen of disco has died. Donna Summer, a wife, mother, grandmother, and a five-time Grammy-winning artist, passed away today from cancer in Florida, according to a family statement. She was 63 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
In the world of pop music in the 1970s, Donna Summer was the complete package. A powerful, sexy voice, songwriting skills, and she was gorgeous. Donna Summer had numerous hits in the 1970s. She was trained as a gospel singer and spent time singing backup for Three Dog Night. But her glamour and her music embodied the disco dance era and even foreshadowed today's techno craze. Donna Summer was living in Englewood, Florida before she died. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 82 points. This is NPR News. An out-of-control wildfire in northern Colorado is forcing people from their homes and posing problems for firefighters trying to get a handle on the blaze that's grown to more than 5,000 acres. From member station KUNC, Kirk Sigler reports a Hewlett fire has tripled in size in just the last day.
The fire is burning through steep and rugged terrain in a canyon popular with hikers and river rafters northwest of the city of Fort Collins. That's about 70 miles north of Denver. The hot and windy weather is posing challenges for crews trying to contain the blaze. Dramatic TV footage has shown large flames scurrying up steep mountain slopes, engulfing trees and brush. One firefighter has been treated for injuries. And despite some recent rains, the wildfire danger across drought-stricken Colorado remains high. National fire managers are warning this part of the country could be in for a long wildfire season. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
Now, as Kirk just noted, this year could turn out to be a busier than usual firefighting season, not just for that region, but the entire country. The government is projecting the warmer than usual or warmer than normal weather to continue through the summer in three quarters of the nation. The Pacific Northwest and Alaska are expected to be cooler than average. A billionaire reportedly has changed his mind about funding an anti-Obama ad campaign that highlights a racial incendiary remarks from the president's former pastor. The decision by Joe Ricketts, founder of TD Ameritrade, was made after criticism surfaced from both the Obama and Mitt Romney campaigns. Dow is off 81 points, NASDAQ down 37, and the S&P 500 down 11. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.